I am very happy in the Lord. First of all, let me tell something about the work in India.
Yes.
Hope you are happy to hear it.
Amen.
Since a long time, you are praying for it.
Yes.
Last time when I was here, I told you that I have few churches. Only 3 churches at that time. I went back and prayed to the Lord what I have to do in this vast land. April 1st, God gave us an opportunity to gather a group of people from different parts of state, from the Kerala state, and we formed a church. Now, by the grace of the Lord, we have 15 ministers, 17 places of work. In 17 places we have work.
Amen.
15 ministers are now fighting for the truth in that vast land.
Amen.
And I have pictures of the ministers.
Amen.
And 2 more I have, but they did not come at that time when I took this photograph.
Yes.
It's 15 young. I will pass it on sometime, some other time, and you can look it carefully. Very young, active, and well educated.
Amen.
Some of them are double graduate.
Yes.
One boy is doing his PhD. That kind of good group God joined into the church. And this is another picture. I am preaching for a youth camp.
Amen.
And God is wonderfully using us in that land. The reason is, I don't know how it happened. I was, since a long time, I was working for the Lord. I have ministered about more than 12 years with the Anderson Church of God. And I became the supreme head of that group in that country.
Yes.
And I became the general secretary of the work. But that resigned. Don't ask me how, why and how. You can imagine.
Yes.
Then I kept my faith. Stood alone. No one to support me.
Yes.
No one have to give fellowship with me. A small group of people in a church. And I was ministering with them. They wanted to support me. They are happy to support me. But they were not able to support. Financially, I met so many problems. The sister was illustrating one example of how God provides.
Yes.
Let me tell you one illustration. Anyhow, we are gathered here as the people of God. We have to hear what God is doing in different parts of the world.
Amen.
And in those days, I did not have any house. God showed me a place and I tried to build a house. I could not finish that house. And I went to a bank and took a loan. That is not good, I think. But anyhow, I did it at that time. But I could not repay it because there is no income. There was no income to repay it. The bank sent a notice one after another. And finally, they sent a court notice. They will take the property from me. That's the thing they wanted to go. I was praying and praying to the Lord. No answer at all. And I became so disappointed. I went to my room. That's it. And prayed. Number of times I prayed. Came out and again go He go inside and pray. No reply at all. And the time is almost closed. And they will send the people, send the police, and they will take the house. That's the condition. The amount is not so much, but I was not able to pay that much amount. You just imagine. Just for a small amount, I was worrying. Not small amount for me at that time. It was a big amount. And I went to the room and prayed as usual. And then I heard a knocking at the door. I thought that may be from the back. So I hesitated to open the door. Even then I wanted to open. Anyhow, I went to the door and opened. A postman is standing there. He gave me a letter. See, with some other letters, I got it. And when the postman went out of my home and they opened it, exactly the amount which I want.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Exactly the amount which I want. Only 5,000 rupees. God is so wonderful.
Yes.
So wonderful.
Amen.
He is working miracles.
Yes.
If it is necessary.
Yes.
What would that be in American money?
That's in those days about $500.
Mm-hmm.
In those days.
Yes.
This 5,000 rupees for me, it was a big amount. A big amount. But one thing now I understood. Now that I was so much worried for 5,000 rupees. Now I don't worry.
Amen.
Because now I am very sure if I want 100,000 rupees, God will provide at that time when I need.
Amen.
So, see, you know that 15 ministers are living. They have family, children. The things are going. I don't know how. I don't know how. God is supplying all our needs according to His riches. Sometimes 2 pennies from a widow. Sometimes 5 rupees from another man. In the way it happens. God is using us. The thing is that now, let me tell you how this work was formed. It is not my own intention, but I definitely believe that God was working.
Yes.
And using me in for that purpose. About 1890, there was a man living in India, by name A.D. Khan. Have you heard about A.D. Khan? A.D. Khan, that brother, went to visited Kerala and preached here and there. And then a group of people heard the message of the Church of God.
Yes.
They accepted it. And they practiced in their life. Doctrines and other things they practice in their life. And they transplanted the things to the just generations.
Yes.
During that time, the Andean Church of God came there and instituted their churches. Because of they heard the Church of God, they all joined. But it was entirely different. So because of that, a small group, Kananur, Chalisheri, and Calicut. In 3 places, there was a strong believers. There were strong believers.
Yes.
They, even though joined with Anderson group, They did not cooperate in the practices and doctrines and practices of the Church of God. Because when they saw, it was different. They kept indifferent to that doctrines. And they kept away from them. And their children were there. And when they preached the message of the Church of God, those people heard me. And they encouraged me. Come on, come on. Let's start the church here. Let's build church here. That's the way it happened.
Yes.
There were 15 churches. Few of them were with the Anderson group. They came out. And some are from Jacobite church. Some are from Roman Catholic church. Some are from Hindu background. But God altogether formed churches in different places, and the things are going well. And I hope that you will pray for me, for the work in India. We have to do many things there. Still more places are opened. But I am, as a human being, I am afraid to do something, because there is no facilities to worship like you have. In three places, in cities, they are gathering in small houses, as rooms, just like 15 by 8. A small room, congested. About 50 people are worshipping in one place, in a small room. So some people will stand with their children at the door. In the open door, they will carry their children and hear the message. You just imagine how they worship. And in one place, in Trichur, there is little more, a bigger space, about 15 by 10. There is also about 42, 43 people are worshipping. In another place, Ernakulam, that's also a small house. All these houses belong to some brothers.
Yes.
When the worshipping time, they vacate the room and remove their furniture from the room and get ready for the worship.
Yes.
And after the worship, they will bring back their furniture and use as their home.
Yes.
That's the way, in this way, the worships are going on.
Yes.
So if I want to start more churches, more burden
yes.
in my heart.
Yes.
But the thing is that I think God, I believe God will do some miracle
yes,
in that land.
Amen.
So you have to pray for me.
Yes.
Of course, you will pray.
Yes.
It's a blessed work.
Amen.
Yeah, you may think India is a best country for missionary work. No. Someone go for work, for the Lord's work. Really, there is no surety that he will come back with life. Just like a soldier going to the war field. Hindu revolutionist, RSS, Rashtriya Swayam Sevak. This is a Hindu religious group. They are very strong against Christianity. They don't want any Christians there. They are all the time killing so many. But by the grace of the Lord, where I am working, no killing, but persecutions are there. So it's a difficult task. Someone dedicate for the life of Jesus is a troublesome business. In one sense, dedicating their life for death.
Yes.
That's what happens. So now you understand little bit. And if you want anything, if you want to know anything more, I am ready to explain some other times. I am very happy anyhow in the Lord, because he chose me as a minister for his glory, for his kingdom.
Yes.
Let's stand with me, book of Nehemiah, book of Nehemiah. Chapter 1, verses 2, 3, and 4. Nehemiah, will you be a Nehemiah? Even though I am coming from India, when I look at the churches in different parts of the world, the Church of God itself is getting down in various ways. See, a beautiful chapel here. Hundreds of people can be seated here,
yes,
and hear the word of God.
Yes.
When you go out, so many people are here in this town, but very few are here.
Amen.
Wherever I go, I see this sympathetic condition. Not only in America, even in India, I have visited European country, there also I see the same problem.
Yes.
The churches are vacating, and the same churches are using for some entertainment,
yes,
in Western countries. That is what happens. And when I see the condition of the Church of God, really a heartbreaking feeling,
yes,
I have in my mind. Then I look to the Lord and pray to the Lord what I have to do.
Yes.
Then God showed me to look the book of Nehemiah. I studied it. From this book, I am bringing certain message for you.
Amen.
Sometimes it may be a challenge. Please accept it as a challenge.
Yes.
Now, Christianity is a religion of preaching.
Yes.
We have number of preaching on Sunday morning and Sunday worshiping time and afternoon, Wednesday and camp meetings, revival meetings, so many meetings.
Yes.
We have preaching one after another.
Yes.
But the result, how much? Very, very few.
Amen. So
the reason is that we all agree that we are the children of God. But we are not so obedient to the word of God.
Amen.
If we are so obedient, we cannot sit as we are sitting here. Just now we sang a song, go and tell about Jesus.
Yes.
Tell to the world that Jesus is risen. We are singing very good songs. I am very thankful for the beautiful songs. But in our personal life, something wrong.
Amen.
In this book, let me read it. The Hanani, one of my brethren, came with men from Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped, who had survived the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me, the survivors who are left from captivity into the province are there in great distress and reproach. The walls of Jerusalem is also broken down, and its gates are burned with fire. The Jews were in great distress and reproach.
Yes.
And the walls of Jerusalem is also broken down, and its gates are burned with fire. And so it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept. Nehemiah sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the Lord God of heaven.
Yes.
Here is a man having broken heart for because of the concern of the people. So we need Nehemiah on these days. So we have to get a challenge and accept when God asks you to be a Nehemiah. We all accept that challenge and wish and dedicate our life to be a Nehemiah for the church of God.
Yes.
In these days. See, I am going to share some of the scriptural background with you. I cannot explain as you please. I try my level best to explain it. But one thing you can do, examine your personal life. In that, in the light of that scripture. And the scripture is illuminating.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit can make you to reveal the truth.
Yes.
So one thing, with a prayerful heart, the Lord, tell me. I am here. Tell me. Tell me.
Yes.
I will obey. With that heart, let's hear what it is. See, the people of Israel is a resemblance of church of God. A people of God. And the wall means the Jerusalem is another type for the church of God. Its walls are broken. No repairing. No repairing. Unrepaired condition. And the gates, I will explain it, these things in later days. But the gates, when we see these things, God is in his heart, is grieving.
Yes, that's so.
What to do? You know that the Holy Spirit is so powerful. God is almighty. Yesterday we heard that Jesus gave us a promise that I will leave you alone. I will never leave thee alone. I will never forsake thee. The same God is with us. But he is almighty. He can do mighty things. But God is working through men like you and I. He is working through women like you. His hand is our hand. Unless we extend our hand to for the work of the Lord, God cannot do anything.
Yes.
Understand this thing very clearly. The Holy Spirit is powerful. The Holy Spirit is working through certain person. Someone yield to the Holy Spirit. Then he can work. Unless someone yield to the Holy Spirit, he cannot work. And when we see this here, let's stand with me, Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30, book of Ezekiel. Chapter 22, verse 30. So, I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy it, but I found no one.
Amen.
It's a strong word from the Lord.
Yes.
So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap. In the gap before me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy. You know the scripture. God is looking someone to stand in the gap before the Lord on behalf of the land. This land is wicked. People are wicked. Crime, criminals, all kinds of troubles are going on in this wicked world. But God is looking for someone to stand in the gap before the Lord on behalf of the land. But God says, I found no one. That is why I destroyed this land. Why this land is going to be destroyed? Because no one to stand before the Lord on behalf of the land.
Amen.
Let's break this truth. Let's break this challenge in our heart. God so loved the world.
Yes.
And He gave only begotten Son for us. And He gave the work in the hands of people. But they all kept silent. If you look back the same scripture, you will understand something more. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 23 onwards. If you look, and the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, say to her, you are a land that is not cleansed or rained on in the day of indignation. The conspiracy of her prophets in her midst is like a roaring lion, tearing the prey. They have devoured people. They have taken treasures and precious things. They have made many widows in her midst. The prophets. What is the condition of the prophets? They wanted to stand for the Lord. And they have to bring the message to the people.
Yes.
But the prophets are just like lions. They are standing for their own selfishness.
Yes.
They are greedy. And if you read the same portion, verse 28, verse 28 says, same chapter 22, verse 28, Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 28, her prophets plastered them with untempered mortar, seeing false visions and divining lies for them, saying, thus says the Lord God, when the Lord had not spoken. What kind of prophecy they are making? False prophecy. Their vision is false vision.
Yes.
They are misguiding people.
Yes.
What same thing is happened today?
Yes, that's so.
The prophets, the so-called preachers, they are filthy
yes.
in their life. Their messages are filthy.
Yes, that's so.
There is no separation at all. They don't preach the cleanliness. They don't preach sanctification. They don't preach the separation from the world.
Yes.
They enjoy the life of the world. They enjoy. And they make money out of the religion.
That's true. Yes.
They make money out of the religion. Just when we come again, see, to verse 26, her priests have violated my law and profaned my holy things. They have not distinguished between the holy and unholy, nor have they made known the difference between the unclean and clean. They have hidden their eyes from my Sabbath, so that I am profaned among them.
Yes.
See how clear it is.
Yes.
Very clearly, the Spirit of the Lord states what happens.
Yes.
In those days, the same thing happens today also.
Yes,
priest, the so-called priest, they violators of God's law. They have no difference between holy and unholy.
Amen. That's so.
Only thing, they invite people to the church.
Yes.
And they make entertainment in the church.
Yes.
Make entertainment in the church. And that is why our children go there.
Yes.
Because there is entertainment. There is no difference between holiness and unholiness.
Yes.
They can enjoy life. Any kind of life. That is why people flowing.
Yes, that's so.
Flowing to the place. So, the priests are like that. And the princes are very severe. Like wolf.
Yes.
To get dishonest gain.
Yes.
And the people, robbery, crime, misleading. All these things. That's verse 29. I don't want to take all these time to read the scripture, read all these things. You can understand. Verse 29 is very clearly says that. One thing, they are greedy and selfish.
Yes.
These religious people are greedy and selfish.
Yes.
In that circumstances, God is looking someone who will stand for before me on behalf of this land.
Yes.
The same thing has happened. Please stand with me, book of Malachi. The same, a contemporary of Nehemiah. Book of Malachi, 1:13. Very interesting things we can understand from the Malachi 1:13. It says very clearly, you also say, oh, what a weariness. And you sneer at it, says the Lord of hosts. And you bring the stolen, the lame, and the sick. Thus you bring an offering. Should I accept this from your hand? Says the Lord. God, they bring for offering. What? What kind of things? Stolen, the lame, and the sick.
Yes.
They bring to the sanctuary of the Lord. Stolen, lame, and sick as an offering. God wants only unblemished. God wants such offering. But what they bring? All kind of unnecessary things into the sanctuary of the God. They don't have any fear of the Lord in their heart. And 2:8 says, 2:8, but you have departed from thy way, from the way, and you have caused many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the covenant of the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts. Departed from the way. They departed from the way of the Lord. And because of that, stumbled many. And stumbled, that's a word, very striking word, stumbled. You know that? How many people are stumbled there?
Yes.
Just like a stumbling block to heaven. These religious people are stumbling block to heaven.
Yes, that's so.
They invite to the church. Feed with filthy things. No word of God. They are not feeding by the word of God. But feeding with the worldly messages. People enjoy it. They don't know the results. That is what stumbling block. They block heaven. Dear saints, we have to examine our life. By our life, anyone to be stumbled to heaven. I have seen sometimes even so-called preachers. Once one preacher, there was a famous preacher in India. Don't misunderstand me, in India. And that preacher is a mighty preacher. Whenever he goes to the places, he will preach very nicely. But in the home, he is a devil.
Yes.
In the home, he is a devil. And he treats to his wife just like a Satan. And he will beat his children with bitterness and cruelty.
Yes.
So once this wife heard the message. This man was, when he was preaching, she heard the message. It is a good message. It is a good message. Then she thought, oh, this man, if he is in the church itself, it will be fine. So he brought back his bed and sleeping things in the chapel and told him, stay here. Then you will be an angel. Then you will fly to heaven. If you come to home, you will never go to heaven. You will go only to hell.
Yes.
And also, you will send us to hell.
Yes.
So, it is better to stay in this church itself. There are some people like that.
Yes.
They stumble the way to God. Those children will never come to God. dear saints, they are watching us. We must be very, very careful. Don't be stumbled to the way of the Lord. And another thing, 3:8. Examine our life too. 3:8. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And prove me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessings that there will not be room enough to receive it. Yes. How clear it is. We rope God.
Yes.
Because of need of money, or maybe because of a material desire, desire for the material things, we spend more money for our own things.
That's true. Yeah.
But God's work is suffering.
Yes.
God says, you are robbing me.
Yes.
You are robbing me. In the early days, there was a doctrine of tithe. Now we don't have the things. But remember, New Testament believers are God's children.
Yes.
Whatever we have, it belongs to God.
Yes.
We all must have give account to the Lord, because we are only a custodians.
Yes. Yes.
That's true. We have to remember it.
Yes.
We have to think it very seriously. See, in my home, there is a principle. Money is in open place. Open place. Those who want, they can take money. But one principle, it should be for a specific need.
Yes.
Not for lavishness.
Yes.
Not for lavishness. In certain things, for worldly things, I am a stingy fellow.
Yes.
I am a stingy fellow for certain things. People will say, he is a stingy fellow. Of course, I am a stingy. Because the money is not mine.
Yes.
It belongs to God.
Yes.
I have to give account.
Yes.
One day I have to give account.
Yes.
So I must be very, very careful. But I will be lavish for the Lord's work.
Yes.
I don't want to expose all these things. But I am very, very happy before the Lord that I am not stingy for the work of the Lord. I am very lavish for the work of the Lord. My wife and children, they all encourage me to do something. Last time, when just before coming to India, my second daughter came to me and said, Dad, you are going to America. You may stay there for months. Before going, you collect these young people and give some messages to them. And to gather them together and to make a whole fellowship with them, then they will be happy until you come back.
Yes.
She encouraged me. Then I told her, daughter, I need 7,000 rupees. There is no way I'm going to America. That my plane ticket cost a lot of money. So I cannot. Then my wife came to me. She said, I will give you 1,000 rupees. 1,000 rupees. Then I surprised from where she got this money. I surprised. She said, don't worry. We have a women's meeting. In that women's meeting, we have offering.
Yes.
We have 2,000 rupees now. In our 2,000 rupees with our treasure. So 1,000 rupees you can use for the youth camp. Oh, I praise the Lord for 1,000 rupees. I told her, anyhow, a good beginning, 1,000 rupees. Then my second daughter told me, I will give you 500 rupees. Oh, 1,500 rupees. Now I need 5,500 rupees more. From where I will get? From where I will get? But by faith I started.
Yes.
I made a notice and published and sent to the different churches. There will be a youth camp which will be held in Trichur on September 15th, 16th and 17th. And I publish it. You know that the days are coming very closer, closer, closer. Then I have to book, we don't have any chapel there, so we have to book an auditorium. Just for that thing, 1,000 rupees. And then when the people come, we have to feed them. So we have to purchase things. But meanwhile, I got a letter from this sister. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Covered all my needs.
Yes.
Covered all my needs. By faith.
Amen.
I'm very, very thankful to the Lord.
Yes.
Even in the right time,
yes.
God provides.
Yes.
But only thing the scripture says, if you rob the Lord, you will be in poverty.
That's true.
You will be in poverty. Don't rob God.
Amen.
Give what belongs to God, to God.
Amen.
Don't make any stinginess in giving to the God's work.
Amen.
Give lavishly to the Lord's work. God says, God's promises is, says the Lord of hosts, I will open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessings that there will not be room enough to receive it.
Yes.
That is the promise.
Yes.
When you do your part, God will supply according to His riches. It is a promise. I strongly believe. But what happened? Nowadays, people are very, very worldly.
Yes, that's true.
Because of worldliness, the money is not sufficient. That is the main reason. God provides all our needs. But if we are worldly people, our money will go that worldly things. And we will be in trouble.
Yes.
Dear saints, remember, I have to make you to remember. We are strangers in this world. We are strangers in this world. Don't make lavishness in your life. Because if you make a big house in this world, you are going to live one day.
Yes.
You are going to live one day. If you earn money, sometimes unsaved children will use it and for drugs.
Yes.
Don't misunderstand me. I know many people. They earn money for their children. And that money go for the unsaved children. And use for drugs and enjoy this world because of your money.
Yes.
That money you should go for the Lord's work.
Yes.
I have seen many, many people. Many, many people.
Yes.
That is foolishness.
Yes.
The family here, the family relationship end at the graveyard.
Yes.
But the fellowship and the relationship stands and longs in eternity. We have to give preference for the eternal life.
Yes.
The eternal relationship. But many people forget it.
Yes.
And they rob God. Because of that, they are in poverty.
Yes.
Yes.
God is so gracious.
Amen.
God can provide all our needs,
yes,
according to His riches.
Amen.
In this circumstance, God is looking someone to stand in the gap. The spiritual world is almost decayed.
Yes.
So God is looking someone to stand in the gap before the Lord on behalf of the land. On behalf of the land. The scripture is very, very clear. According to the promise to Joshua, when you touch the sole of your foot, wherever you touch the sole of your foot, I will give you. But why we fail to get that? The promise is to possess the whole land, the promised land. But the promised land, we cannot possess the promised land properly. Very, very few. The reason is that we are astray little bit from the Word of God.
Yes.
That may be the main reason. So our responsibility is here to stand before the law.
Yes.
How God healed the land. Sometimes we look the land, see the wickedness.
Yes.
But how? What is the promise of God to heal the land? There is a promise.
Yes.
A great promise. Please stand with me. Second Chronicles 7:14. Second Chronicles 7:14. What is the promise of God to heal the land? Second Chronicles 7:14. It's very clear. Please read. It is like, if my people, not the world, if my people,
yes,
not the worldly people,
yes,
not the any sectarian people, not any other groups, other religion, if my people,
yes,
if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves,
amen,
and pray and seek my face and turn from their wickedness ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land.
Yes.
Heal their land. God is looking someone who will stand in the gap before me on behalf of this wicked land. Otherwise, I will destroy. You know, it's a wonderful thing. The scripture is very, very wonderful.
Yes.
You see, Second Chronicles 14, we read like that. You read 13th verse. It's 13th verse. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, and command the locusts to devour the land, and send pestilence among my people, that is, then who shut the rain? Who shut the rain? God.
Yes.
Then who sends locusts to eat up our fruits, our labor? God.
Yes.
And who sent pestilence? God.
Yes.
Because our people are not on the way. My people. See, you can make wonderful spiritual meaning for this scripture. Shut up the rain of blessings.
Yes.
No blessing at all. And eat up our labor.
Yes.
Locust. Eat up. You know that? In another word, we work hard, but we cannot enjoy life.
Yes.
Right.
We work hard. Locusts come and eat. Liquor come and eat. Cinema, eat. And many, many, many worldly things come up and eat, finish. We cannot enjoy life. No enjoyment in the family. All the time problems.
Yes.
And a crime. Robbery, stealing, many things in the house. Because God sent locust to eat up and pestilence also. In another word, I understand all over the world people are suffering and fearing AIDS.
Yes.
Yes.
In the scripture it is written very clearly. If you disobey my word, I will send pestilence.
Yes, that's so.
Why people are afraid now? You know that one of the reason people fail that there is no remedy for it.
That's so.
There is no remedy for God's punishment except the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Except the blood of Jesus, there is no other remedy. I understand the AIDS is the judgment from God among the wicked people. But what is our responsibility? When we see these things, can we enjoy? No. God grieves.
Yes.
So we have to stand in the gap between God and the land. God is looking someone to stand in the gap before the Lord on behalf of the land.
Yes.
So my dear saints, we have to cry bitterly.
Yes.
Seeing our people, even though they are doing wickedness, all kind of sinful things, they are our people.
Yes.
They are our bones. They are our flesh. They are our blood. But we have to cry for them. So if our people humble ourselves and pray to God, asking forgiveness and search for God continually, turn from the world, then God will send healing. This is the fourth step of sending healing on the land. This is the fourth step of revival. If you want revival, we have to obey this scripture in the proper way. My dear saints, let me tell you, what is revival? Revival is not some emotion. Revival is not some outward expression. But revival is the real love of God. Love of God come to our heart.
Yes.
That is revival. Because God is love. God come to our life. We fill with the love of God. When we are filled with the love of God, is the revival. Is the revival. The fruit of the Spirit is love. What is the infilling of the sign of the Holy Spirit? Love of God.
Yes.
In our heart. So if we want to have revival in our heart, we have to humble ourselves before the Lord and pray to God asking forgiveness and search for God continually and turn from the world.
Yes.
That is the steps to get blessings from the Lord. So God, what is God's promise? I will forgive and I will heal the land. Don't blame the unsaved people. Don't blame the world. Don't blame the land. But blame ourselves. We did not stand in the gap. We did not pray earnestly. We do not have a broken heart as Nehemiah had. So it is the time to get up.
Yes.
And see the condition of the people.
Yes.
Nehemiah means, you know, Nehemiah means one who is comforted by the Lord.
Yes.
Nehemiah, will you be a Nehemiah? Will you be a Nehemiah? Nehemiah means one who is comforted by the Lord. Are you comforted by the Lord? Of course, you all have to say, I am comforted by the Lord.
Yes.
I am comforted by the Lord. If we get time to share their testimony, number of times God has comforted us in many ways. Please stand with me. Second Corinthians 1:4. 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. Why God comfort us? Why God comfort us? Let me read it. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am very glad to read the next sentence. The Father of mercies. Amen. God of all comfort. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Who is our God? Our God is a God of mercy.
Yes.
Father of mercy. And God of all comfort.
Yes.
If let me ask you a question. Are you not comforted?
Yes.
Come to the Lord. He will comfort you.
Yes.
He will comfort you. There is no need of worrying. There is no need of fearing. There is no need of having any pain in your heart. God is a God of comfort. Come to Him. He will comfort you.
Yes.
But one thing we have to remember. Why He is comforting us. Fourth verse. Who comforts us in all our tribulations that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble? He comforts us to comfort others.
Yes, that's so.
We are comforted to comfort others.
Yes.
Dear saints, remember, God comforts you for what? With a purpose. That you have to comfort other people.
Yes.
You must be a comfort to many people. In another word, you must be a Nehemiah.
Yes.
You must be a Nehemiah for other people. Will you be a Nehemiah? Those who are in trouble, those who are in problems, those who are in sickness, those who are in sorrow, those who are in pain, those who are in sin, those who are in wickedness, those who are in pestilence, those who are away from the Lord, you must be a what? A comfort. A comfort to them. So your comfort is to comfort others. Nehemiah was living according to his name.
Yes.
He was living according to his name. Because the scripture says, so it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept, mourned for many days. I was fasting, praying before the God of heaven. God is looking someone to stand before him. In the gap on behalf of the land. Nehemiah was a man of comfort by the Lord. And he was mourned for many days, fasting and praying before God of heaven, seeing the great distress and reproach of his people. And the walls of Jerusalem is also broken down, and his gates were burned with fire. When he saw these things, he became so much broken in the heart. And he was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. That is what the name, the meaning of Nehemiah. He was living according to the name of his, according to his name, the meaning of his name. Dear saints, what's our name? Church of God. Saints. Royal priesthood. Ambassadors for God. All this good name we have. But we keep quiet. But we keep quiet. Let's have a mind of Christ. Let the mind of Christ be in you. So let us see the world around us. Let us see our churches. Let's see our families. Let's see our relatives and come to the Lord. Stand in the gap on behalf of the people. That is the responsibility of a Nehemiah. The first thing we have to do is stand in the gap.
Yes.
On behalf of the people before the Lord. Will you please accept this challenge? If it is God's will, I will give more messages on this subject. But let me close here. Will you please look to the world around you? You have to look the next door sometimes.
Yes.
There, they have broken families. Unchristian life. Look to the street. Oh, very sympathetic condition. So we have to look around the world. If you see the ungodliness, unholy things, drunkenness, crime, robbery, drugs, rape, many other things, don't blame them. Don't blame them, because it is a punishment from the Lord. Because we fail to stand in the gap on behalf of them. That is why they are doing all these things. We have to pray bitterly, with a broken heart, seeing all these things. Lord, I am a child of God. I am an ambassador for you in this world. I belong to royal priesthood. I am a holy nation. I belong to Church of God. I don't want to explain what is the meaning of all these things. If there is time, some other time, I will do it. But we have to remember, there are sectarians, compromising, worldliness, unholy life, even in the church.
Yes.
Even in the church, we cannot keep quiet. God is challenging. I am looking someone to stand in the gap. So, let's tell the Lord. Let's say the Lord like this. Lord, I am ready. Forgive my fault. And I am ready to accept thy challenge.
Yes.
I am ready to stand in the gap. I will do my responsibility. No matter the problems I face, I will stand faithfully before the Lord.
Yes.
Let us yield our life to the Lord with one purpose. To stand in the gap before the Lord on behalf of the people around us. Let us make a decision. Today, let's start work. The time is up. God is going to come. And otherwise all these people will be destroyed.
Yes.
By his judgment. So let's make a haste and do something for the Lord. May the Lord help you.